This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and or good morning, Power Hour Nation. It is 2/18/2019. So good to be with you. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. ThePowerHour.com is our main website. ThePowerMall.com is our product website and different things there. There's information there also. Check those out. So good to be with you. You are in the right place. Fantastic broadcast. Got a great guest last week, Sister Carrie Berner, who chronicled her, what would you call it, escapade? I mean, adventure. I mean, the frightening, horroring.
Nightmare.
Nightmare. Of what she dealt with the Catholic Church and how she detailed and how deep it went. One of the people she referenced was Jim Rothstein. Jim Rothstein is going to be on today for 50 plus years ago. I talked to him earlier today. 54 years ago, something like that, 52. I don't remember exactly, but he became a detective and began to see pretty quickly, for whatever reason, what was going on in just the underbelly of America. And it's only grown since then. And the things he knows and the things he has detailed and chronicled is legendary. Legendary for its accuracy, legendary for its scope of what it is dealing with. The pedophile networks at the highest level of this country. Jim Rothstein is a major in Watergate. I mean, Watergate plays a part in this and the different, we'll get into all that with Jim. So stay tuned for that. He'll be here in about 45 minutes or so. Before that, we'll do some news. Uncle Kevin's joining us. Uncle Kevin, welcome to the Power Hour.
It's great to be back. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, well, we'd love to have you. I think the audience likes you. I think they generally like you.
You know, they should. I'm taking time out of my bullet making.
You can't make bullets when you're on the radio.
I cannot.
You sacrifice. We all make sacrifices.
We do make sacrifices. But it is a little cold out there, so I like to warm up a little bit.
Well, very good. We're glad you come in from the garage. Big story, obviously, it kind of broke the end of last week about the, what would you call it, the soft coup, 25th Amendment coup that was going on. Yeah. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Well, McCabe went up on 60 Minutes and said that the following day after Donald Trump was president, he opened an investigation. How do you open an investigation, you know, the day after somebody
gets elected?
It's insane.
It's a good question.
Yeah.
Unless
it was planned.
The only legitimate way is if you were, well, that's not even legitimate, but the only reasonable way would be if you're spying on him.
Right.
He shouldn't be spying on him. Right. Yeah. So that's not legitimate either.
So obviously they were spying on him. And they knew there was nothing there and they had to make something up.
McCabe went on, and McCabe was the acting, or was the director of FBI.
Yeah.
Was he deputy director of FBI or director?
Deputy, I think.
Deputy, and Comey was the...
Okay. Yeah.
Or was it the attorney general? Jeez, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, Rosenstein was the attorney general or the deputy attorney general. So McCabe was in the FBI. They're on the staff. Immediately after, McCabe says that Rosenstein began to count votes or began to look for a 25th Amendment solution. That is, if the president is incapacitated for health or whatever, the cabinet can get together and remove him. So they were trying anyway to try to remove, right from the beginning.
Right from the get-go.
And Rosenstein was spearheading this.
Yeah, well, he was the one who volunteered to wear the wire to talk to Trump to trick him into saying some stuff, or I don't know what their plan was, but that was immediately they wanted to put a wire and try to, and that was with Rosenstein.
I mean, haven't we been talking about this for a year plus? Isn't it so many things that seemed fringe, quote unquote conspiracy theory? So quote unquote, now that's coming out, that's absolutely, oh, they were conspiring. they were conspiring and spying.
And they did it.
And they did. The facade is cracking so much. I mean, Trump, one of the top three things that he has done is he is pointing a finger on this industrial news corporate news, whatever this is, and the agenda behind them and the fakeness about them. It's unbelievable.
Well, that's why Trump fired Comey. He said was because of this investigation.
Well, why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't
you? The day I get in, you got to investigate something.
Yeah, you got to.
You're fired.
You got to appoint a special counsel. You know, special prosecutor. Yeah, gone.
Yeah.
Go directly to jail. Do not collect.
Somebody's not going to jail. That's hopefully that's next or something similar. Juicy Smollett. I kill that name. I can never say that name.
Can't
right. He's a star
it.
Of Empire.
Don't even.
You want to go there?
Joe Schmo. Yeah, he is a schmo now.
He's a black actor who claimed that Trump supporters came and tried to hang him or fake hang him or whatever.
And pour bleach on him.
And it was a hate crime because he was black.
When the cops got there to his apartment, he still had the noose around his neck. Who does that? Unless it's staged.
Don't you start, you know, you see the little, especially Jim's coming later today and talking about the intricate fingers that go through entertainment, that go through politics. You almost get the feeling like he's acting on command. Like this is part of a bigger...
we'll give you this part. You do this.
Or here, you're part of our crew. You're part of us. Just go do this. This will be good, and we'll make a big story out of it.
Yeah, and we'll take care of you.
We'll see what happens to him. I mean, that's going to be the telltale sign, isn't it? What?
Well, it depends on if he filed a police report or not. I don't know if he filed a complaint. That's the big telling thing. If he filed a complaint, he's in big trouble.
Well, we'll see.
Just saying legally.
Yeah.
You know, if he filed a police report and it turns out to be.
It false, should be problems for him.
Should be. But I doubt.
Yeah, I mean, common law. You write your name and you swear to something. I mean, that's a lie.
Uh-huh.
You're trying to get somebody arrested and they did arrest those two guys. Great news. Kentucky House passes bill banning abortions if Roe v. Wade is overturned. Lawmakers in Kentucky's House of Representatives, the end of last week, overwhelmingly passed a bill that would ban most abortions in the state. I think it's basically if there's a heartbeat, no abortion.
That's the way it should be.
Well, I think that's you know, you're talking about reasonable. That's reasonable.
That's reasonable.
I mean, if we're going to debate this, that, and other, I mean, I would say it goes further than that, but.
Me too.
I mean, if we're going to say heart.
But
okay.
Start there. That's
yeah,
start.
Let's start heartbeat. I mean, you can't tell me it's not a life now. There's a heartbeat. Why are we even arguing?
Yeah.
69-20. This is good news. Mississippi, South Carolina, I think there's another state also. They're pushing for this also. Is this why New York came out at this time to push for this newborn baby killing, basically? Because they
I
know
think it's
this
a combination,
was.
Combination of both. They knew the states were going to do it, and it was another form of revenue for them. Big revenue.
Do you see that Roe versus Wade could get overturned?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Especially, it's probably going to be spearheaded by Roe herself.
Well, she died.
Oh, did she die?
Yeah, she just died.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Maybe it was somebody ought to check what kind of circumstances
she
died
under. She was adamant against it.
Yeah, she totally turned.
Yeah.
Well, it talks about that in the corporate media. This is very good news, ladies and gentlemen. I really believe, we've talked about it before, Roe versus Wade has a very legitimate chance of getting overturned. Then it is going to get pushed back to the states. See, this is how it needs to go to me. Then from the states, you know, many of these states, they'll just about kill abortions in their states.
Right.
And then a state like New York. Somebody in New York is going to have to challenge on behalf of this child. It's going to be hard to find somebody with standing. It's going to have to be.
It's got
to
be a mother.
It's got to be a
mother or father.
Right, but they consent to. I mean, this is going to be difficult. So,
very difficult.
So then that's going to have to go back to the Supreme Court, and they're going to have to rule that child, that newborn or practically newborn, had a life.
Or as soon as it's got a life, it's got rights. Yeah.
Well, the Mayor Cuomo thinks different. I mean,
he does.
but no, Northam, Foghorn Leghorn in Virginia, he thinks different.
If you got a heartbeat, you got a right to defend yourself. If that little kid had a gun, he could pick it up and shoot the doctor.
I saw a meme about that. It says, what's the problem? These are just undocumented babies trying to enter our world through the birth canal. Why are you trying to stop them? They're just, why are you trying to stop them? They're just trying to get to a better life.
Yeah, they're just trying to get on welfare.
Just trying to have a life. No, they're making a parallel to illegal immigrants.
Yeah, I
guess. You know, I don't hear that talk.
No.
I don't hear nothing about that. Speaking of border wall, Trump's border wall faces Texas-sized backlash from landowners out of Bloomberg. How many people are doing this? I don't know, but Bloomberg is reporting.
They blow everything out of proportion.
Seems like it. Gary Jacobs looks out over the Rio Grande from the deck of a clubhouse and wants to know, where in the world is this wall going?
One simple paragraph, eminent domain. That's it.
Well, the problem is, you know, are they going to get paid? Are they going to get?
Of course they're going to get paid.
Well, are they going to get cheated? Are they going to get... You know, eminent domain, you start doing that I get what people's concern here. I completely agree that Trump should, he should have used them, he should have declared, brought the military. He shouldn't have got Congress involved or funding involved at all.
No,
this is a military, that's what he should have said. This is a military emergency. I don't like the way he's doing things. He's just setting up more, he can't be that stupid,
I don't know. All I know is he's doing it, and I'm happy that he's getting it done.
Well, until now, Nancy Pelosi says the Democrats gets in office.
They're just going to keep on building it and building it and building it. And I don't think it matters one lick if Nancy Pelosi's in there. He's just going to keep on doing it no matter what they say, just like the Democrats did to the Republicans. They just do it, doesn't matter what we say.
What about if a Democratic president was in there, they're going to confiscate guns?
I could see that. It's good.
Well, see, that's why he should have made this a military emergency. This isn't a United States. This is our border. We're being invaded. That's what he should have said.
Okay, yeah, but...
So then it takes away from that.
I don't know if I told you this, but the DOJ has sent out a whole bunch of people to go to L.A. in a county and get 1.4 million people off the voting.
Well, that's good news.
That's great.
That's fantastic.
He just did it 3 days ago. They sent the DOJ out there to wipe 1.4 illegal voting people.
That's
very good. This is a start, I hope. I'm sure he's doing it all over the country, but this is the only one I heard of.
All right. From Daily Star, FBI plotting to keep DNA of, quote, entire population on file to create nation of suspects. We talked about these. Ladies and gentlemen, you be careful with your DNA, please. Be careful.
Well, I told you about that when I had that piece taken out of me. They wanted to give permission to keep it. I said, "Heck no! I'm sure they kept that anyway, but at least I wouldn't sign it over to them."
Here's a story from USA Today. Emails show how fake universities set up by ICE, lured foreign students. So basically, they set up a university. Hey, you come, foreign students, come here, get scholarships, and then they tracked who was illegal, then they arrested them. I don't like entrapment by our government, but boy, that's a clever idea, isn't it?
Well, if they're Chinese, they just take the information they got and bring it back to steal it and bring it back to the Chinese.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. ThePowerHour.com. We got a good story. It's President's Day today. We got a great George Washington story. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361. Or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey, it's really George Washington's birthday that we celebrate. And if you know anything about time, the calendar changed sometime between the time George Washington was born and he died. And so he gives two date of births for him. Actually, it really does. It's crazy. Anyway, so about this time, somewhere about this time, a long time ago, George Washington was born. A story maybe to warm your heart a little bit about America. The desperation that the Continentals felt on several occasions, many occasions, cannot be understated. Washington was the heart of it. Washington, more than anybody, kept America together. No question about it. Was he a great strategic general? No, he probably wasn't. Probably was below average. But he was the man for the time. And 1775, you know, Lexington and Concord. The British came, Gage went with elite fighting men to try to take the arms. You know what happened? They shot the people at Lexington. They went on to Concord. Samuel Whitmore, 80-something years old, killed the British soldiers, had part of his jaw shot off. You understand the British were routed. And basically from that point, war was not cast in stone, but just about. Conflict was cast in stone. Less than a year later, an olive branch went out late 1775 to Britain to try to, like, hey, can we reconcile this thing? King George went to Parliament. The vote was not unanimous, but it did weigh out that, hey, we're going to go to war. And basically, King George says America will either be subjected or they will conquer. They will conquer, or they will come back into subjection. Everybody would be executed like Washington. Everybody signed the Declaration of Independence. Later would have been executed. This is before the Declaration of Independence, so we've got the timeline right. So America was always trying to reconcile the relationship and back away gracefully, back away well. The winter there of 1775, so the beginning of 1776, Britain had amassed quite an army, quite a force in the Boston Harbor. This was kind of the center, Concord and Lexington being a little bit away from Boston. So this was pretty much the center of the conflict. Britain was absolutely entrenched in Boston. America, George Washington, the army, was in a desperate stance to be for sure. They did not know what to do. Like he always does, he prayed. You know, George Washington prayed. What would they do? A bookkeeper, a bookmaker, Knox, said, well, about 300 miles away, there are a lot of arms that we took from British when we took Fort Ticonderoga, an important moment. There's cannons, there's things like that. America did not have the firepower to take a hill and create an offensive position or even a defensive position, for that matter, that would mean anything to the British. So that's what they did. And this was against most of the advisors to Washington, but Washington, he had a sense for certain things and when to do them or whatever. Whatever you want to say, he just knew when to do these weird things, and they worked. Knox went 300 miles. It was wet. It was winter. It was terrible. Four miracles occurred here in the next few months. One, Knox went to Ticonderoga, got cannons, heavy cannons, armaments, all kind of things, and was going back. Okay, how are they going to bring it back all this way? They could go so far, and then when they got closer to Boston, how are they going to drag all this stuff? A major snowstorm occurred so they could bring it on sleds, like, you know, reindeer or something, you know, like Santa Claus or something. They could just pull it right into, right there in the Boston. Okay, that was the first kind of, you know, wow, that was fortunate. That was a fortunate occurrence. They finally got the arms to Washington, and Washington, okay, we're here, and the advisor, okay, what are we going to do with it? How are we going to put it up? There was a hill called Dorchester Heights that looked over Boston Harbor. Nobody had taken it. It was just sitting there. It was kind of off to the side. Britain was staring right at it. Britain felt no need to go take it because, well, why? I mean, we're staring right at it. Nobody's going to do anything. Washington had the idea that, hey, we'll go put those cannons up on that. It was foolish. So that night, they began to lob fire from the different positions towards Britain, just trying to occupy them to create a diversion. That same time, a heavy, heavy fog that night occurred, the very night that they had to pull that cannon up into the hill. They couldn't see anything. To say that was luck, now you're talking, well, wait a minute, this is a little more than luck. This is a little more than coincidence. Two more major things occurred, and we'll get to, we're about to hit a break. I'll finish the story on the other side, and we'll do some news before Jim comes. But this is just one of several major, major points in American history that just, Disney could not write this up. That's how corny this is, how crazy, but it occurred. So we'll finish the story on the other side, and then coming up about 20 minutes or so, Jim Rothstein. Stay tuned to PowerHour.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour. So you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list and hurry in to save up to 40% at the furniture event. That's up to 40% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 23rd, 2019.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump will talk about the political state of Venezuela in his speech in Miami today. The White House says the president plans to put increased pressure on embattled President Nicolas Maduro to step aside. According to former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, himself and current Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, We're working on a way to invoke the 25th Amendment and remove President Trump from office. USA Radio Network's legal analyst Frederick Penny says, easier said than done.
The first issue is, what's the definition of incapacitated? It's just because someone doesn't agree with a political issue does not mean the president's incapacitated. Let's assume they believe he's incapacitated. What's the process? The process is the vice president has to agree to it, the majority of his cabinet, and then both houses of Congress have to ratify it by two-thirds vote.
This is USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Helps if you turn the button on. There we are. Welcome back to the Power Hour. We love to highlight our founding fathers and what they've done. No matter what you want to say, their faults, their frailties, whatever, like most of us have, or all of us have, they did something miraculous. So we're having a President's Day sale. And the reason to give you guys a sale and to highlight what they did. So everything at the Power Mall is 10% off, except the dropship items, but everything at the Power Mall, you get 10% off. These CDs, a lot of people, a lot of you have been ordering copies of old broadcasts, old interviews to be able to give. And so check those out. I think that you'll really like those. They're coming a really good tool for everybody. So check that out at the Power Mall. All of everything on sale. And the Cardio Miracle, you can order that right from Jay over at the Power Mall. Also, Cardio Miracle, you can get a hold of them, but tell them that you're from the Power Hour, so we get some credit on that. So, great interview with John the other day, and yeah, check all that out. Finishing the story, in honor of President's Day, So in the winter of 1775 and in the beginning of 1776, about 6 months or so before the Declaration of Independence, America was in a tight spot. Britain had, I mean, basically ants all over in the Boston Harbor relative to the population at the time. They were completely secure. Washington later on said, you could have 20,000 men going up against them, and if they had 1,000, they could hold Boston with relative ease. That's how entrenched their positions were. That's what Washington was quoted as saying. The bookmaker Knox went to Ticonderoga, drug 300 miles, took him almost a couple months, to drag the armaments and the cannons. Now the cannons are there. How are we going to get them up on this hill that's just sitting there right in front of Boston? They can see clearly. How is that going to happen? Well, a fog. I mean, it snowed so they could drag it. A major snowstorm so they could easily drag the armaments, or easier. Then they needed to get up there. A fog occurs, heavy fog, so they couldn't see. As they were throwing, blobbing bombs at night, the Britain could not see. It's right there in front of them, America going up to the hill, you know, right on the other side of the harbor. Stunning. They get up there. The Howe, the general of Britain, or Britain's general, he looked out in the morning. He said, my God, they did more in one night than our men three. You know, he was just amazed at what the Americans had accomplished in one night. The ingenuity of Americans on display. So America was in a position. They began to fire. Britain kind of powwowed. They could not, America could not hit their ships, but then their ships could not hit their position on the hill either. So it's kind of a neutral standoff here. But they were in some peril now because they could hit a lot of things. America could. So Britain made the decision, that's it, full-on attack. Forget it, screw this. We're tired of fooling around with these upstarts, with these rebellious Yanks. And they were going to go for it. They put ships in the harbor. We're going straight towards Dorchester Heights and straight towards the Americans, and they're going to annihilate them. That was their plan. Ladies and gentlemen, in the diaries of the people that were there, now, you got to understand, this is March of 1776. Hurricane season is 6 months away. A hurricane comes up. A hurricane comes up and drives the ships. Two of the ships are driven to shore and smashed. The rest of them turn around. A hurricane. I'm not kidding. The many people report, you know, windows being blown out, things being blown over. Hurricane-level winds came and blew across the ships and stopped them from making it to the hill there, Dorchester Heights. That just seemed to anger Britain. And so they were going to lick their wounds and get the resolve, and they were going, oh, we will finish these. You know, they were going to do something. So just before they were about to reamass, and make their way, what happened to Britain? A smallpox epidemic occurred. Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, you look in history and look, it doesn't make, there is nothing but divine intervention that helped America. So Britain got so discouraged and so worn out by all the occurrences and then the plague that was upon them, a literal plague that came upon them. Howe said, that's fine, we'll to pack up stakes and we'll leave and we'll get them another time. And they withdrew from the most pristine military position in the history of the Revolutionary War. They had the most complete, pristine military position, and they abandoned it because some bookmaker went 300 miles and drug it. Stunning. That's President's Day, ladies and gentlemen. Happy President's Day. Thank you, George Washington. Any comments there, Uncle Kev?
Well, one is we had happened, and two was he was more like a Indian fighter. He lost most every one of his battles.
You're talking about Washington.
Washington, yeah. He lost almost every one of his battles. He'd engage and then run away. But at the end, he won.
Well, conviction, you know, people who have conviction and can't be killed, can't be bought, they're hard to beat.
Real hard to beat. Convicted, yeah, like you say all the time, convicted. He was convicted.
Well, let's get back to the news, and then we'll have Jim come in here shortly. Connecticut Democrats claim pro-life centers make women think they offer abortions. This is a Breitbart. The pro-life pregnancy centers are, quote, purposely deceiving women into thinking they are accessing reproductive health care in order to push religious doctrine. Okay, even that word. Well, when you think the word reproductive health care, does abortion come to your mind?
No, a pap smear comes to mind.
yeah, an ultrasound. When I hear reproductive health care, an abortion doesn't come. So he's basically saying that there's these centers say, we have reproductive health care here, and they don't offer abortions. How dare they don't offer abortions where they say they have reproductive health care?
Well, that's how programmed everybody is in America.
Amazon will pay zero in taxes on the $11 billion they profited.
That sounds about right, yeah.
Yeah. Pope discusses ethics of artificial intelligence with Microsoft chief.
Oh, they're really going big into that artificial intelligence.
Well, that's what Mr. Kerry said last week. The Vatican is heavy into nanotechnology.
And yeah.
We're going to get more. She's going to come on again because she dropped that bombshell, and I want to get more into that nanotechnology and what that means. In Britain, at the same time, Zuckerberg went and talked to the Pope. A couple of them, Google people, talked to the Pope. I guess he, wanted to know how progress was going on their plan. I don't know. Anyway, Facebook labeled, quote, digital gangsters by report on fake news. Facebook, the Liberty broke privacy and competition law should urgently be subjected to statutory regulation, said a report coming out of UK. Quote, digital gangsters, that they were digital gangsters. Israel set to launch historic moon landing. Everybody wants to go to the moon now again. Israel set to embark on a historic mission to land a spacecraft on the surface. The unmanned Bereshit spacecraft will launch from Cape Canaveral, from America. And a 2,000-year-old shipyard discovered in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. Archaeologists in Egypt have uncovered an ancient shipyard north in the Sinai Peninsula. Very interesting. Grand Canyon tourists exposed for years to radiation. For nearly two decades at the Grand Canyon, tourists, employees, and children on tours passed by three paint buckets stored in the National Parks Museum Collection Building, unaware that they were being exposed to radiation in this bucket. Do you believe this?
Yeah, I bet you they had a pamphlet on it, too. And somebody's was studying
30 years ago.
Yeah, somebody was stuck. That's what it was, I would imagine.
If you were in the museum collections building between 2000 and 2018, you were, quote, exposed to uranium by OSHA's definition. The radiation readings at first blush exceeds the safe limits. They had a bucket of uranium specimens sitting there at the basement of the park for decades since around 2000. They took uranium specimens.
Yeah. Well, they got a law. Congress passed that they can experiment on us any time in the 60s or
77.
77. Yeah.
It was 76 or 77. Yeah. It goes with Trading with Enemies Act.
Yeah.
It's kind of an extension of it.
They can do anything to us.
They took the power from the president. It was no longer the president's discretion. FDR took the gold. Now it was Congress could do it. And then with that, they could experiment on America. We talked about that with Al Whitney.
That's right.
I can't remember a website, but Al Whitney, that was a great interview. If you want to search that on the site, great. 44 ways heavy metals could be affecting your health. Very good article. I have care too. Confusion, muscle weakness, bone pain, seizure, speech problems, slow growth in children, lung problems, brain disease. Ooh, cadmium excess, it talks about. Mercury excess. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have mercury in your teeth, you may want to think about getting them out by somebody who knows what they're doing. Just saying. Lead. Think about the water you're drinking. All these things are very important. Many of the above symptoms or conditions can be caused by a range of other health problems. So it's always a good idea to see your doctor, the article goes. Well, it's one thing they can do is they can give you a test. Doctors can test you.
Lead. I had one of those. Yep. I was poisoned with cadmium.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And you didn't even know I was.
Well, great to be with you, Uncle Kevin. We're going to have
another great day in America. Love it.
That's right. Jim Rothstein on the other side, thepowerhour.com. Stay tuned.
Hi. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Welcome back. We are really excited about this guest. He's a longtime guest on the show. He told me today, he said, you got to be careful what you say, how far you're going to go. You may have your show cut off. That's the kind of guest we have today. Important. Very important that we understand the underlying underpinnings of what we see here in America, specifically, really the world, but really in America. In the 1960s, a young man, a wide-eyed young man, became a police detective and had no idea what he's about to step in, for lack of a better word, and embark on. And from that 50-plus years, he's been looking at the trafficking aspect that was going on with our children and others, politicians, entertainment industry, what have you, from his own experience. Jim Rothstein. Jim, welcome to the Power Hour. Oh, absolutely. It's a pleasure. And thank you for all you've done and the information you've amassed. Give us a little bit of background there. In the 60s, you became a New York City cop. And I don't know if you expected what would happen, but pretty soon you became in a world that just people could not even dream of.
Yes. In fact, it was 3 days ago. It was 54 years ago in 1965 that I was sworn in as a cop in New York. And I ended up going through the academy, and I got assigned to the 16th precinct, which was right in Times Square. And so, it was right in the middle of everything. Anyhow, about a year later, the captain of the precinct decided that I needed to work prostitutes because so many of the prostitutes in the Times Square area were from Minnesota. And since I was from Minnesota, he told me, why didn't I take care of my own problems? And that's how I got into the prostitution business. There was no way I wanted to do it, but I didn't have a choice. So that's what started all of this.
So yep. I said, here's a new recruit. Well, welcome to the police force. You're from Minnesota. Here, go take care of your problem here.
And it was true because it was true because within the first couple of weeks, we had a girl that I knew. She was from a neighboring town here. I didn't know her, but later on I found out she was. And she ended up getting killed by her pimp. And to this day, nobody here admits that their daughter disappeared. So that's the type of stuff that I started with. And then, not very long after that, I saved the life of one of the girls. When three pimps came to kill her, I was there with a team, and we arrested them. And that was really the start of what got me in to be trusted by these people. And then when a pimp killed a cop, then the police department decided they better do something. And that's when I really was put to work.
Before we go further in the interview, I think I should probably say for our audience, as you can tell, this is a very heavy subject. We're not talking about unicorns and frogs or anything here. This is a very heavy subject. What Jim is going to say is from his own firsthand experience. He's been right in the middle of it. He may speak with a matter-of-fact way, but maybe it's time that we spoke about this in a matter-of-fact way. We've had several people come on this broadcast, former occultists, former Satanists in some case, and basically say that the spiritual curse, the spiritual hold that Luciferians have on America is tied to the abortion industry and pedophilia and everything that goes with those two. That's what they said. Jim, through his experience, through dumb luck, through fate, whatever, he is put in a position to see this firsthand and to understand the length that it all went through. He is very important. He's been speaking out about this. For so many years, nobody would listen to him. Now it's become almost obvious. And so now his voice, his story is more important than it ever was. And please take the time to listen and see what is going on just below the surface in the United States of America. So go ahead. Please continue, Jim.
Well, and like I said, once that happened and I got the police department put me out there to find out what was really going on. When the cop got killed, his name was Anthony Capizzi, a very young cop, a pimp stabbed him to death. And when the New York Intelligence Division gave me the information, because I was the only cop who had any experience dealing with these pimps, a list of what they called pimps, it turned out they were all Murphy men. Murphy men were con men who said they had girls and didn't have them, and then they get arrested. But that's when we found out that they had no information. So I was given an unlimited expense account, and I could do anything I wanted to do to prove and find out what was really going on. And I had learned within 3 weeks of starting working prostitution that we had no idea, just as today, of what prostitution and human trafficking and pedophilia really was. And, you know,
now, let me interject.
Yes.
Let me interject a question real quick. Later in your career, and so many people who have tried to uncover this and do things, they've been stopped by their quote-unquote superiors. Why at that time was the New York City police so curious about this, and why did they give you such a long leash? And basically, they were supporting of you finding out about this, which is unusual.
Oh, yes, but it was a very, very limited group. It was out of necessity because, you know, you kill a cop in New York, they get very upset. And the thing was, they didn't know what to do. So they, and because they didn't know what was going on, so they sent me out there. And just as an example, the first night I infiltrated something, and when I called in to the boss at about 1 o'clock in the morning, he told me, "You don't call me. You know, you keep this. You're out there to learn. You're the expert. If we need information, we'll call you." So I knew what that meant. You know, it was need to know. And
deniability.
Yeah, plausible deniability. And it didn't take me long to figure out why it was plausible deniability. And many times when I got information from the police department, and there was only a small segment, you got to remember at that time there were 38,000 cops. And the cops in uniform, they were very cooperative. But when it got to the bigger people, you had to be careful. It's like you said, one day I came into work and I was retired. I was told I have an offer you can't refuse, and I was retired. That's how I got out of the police department in 1980, March 21st.
Oh my word. All right. So you were asked to go undercover or any means or infiltrate any way to find out what in the world was going on in the prostitution area with the pimps and things. So give us an idea of what you would do, how you would find out things. That on the other side, we're coming on a break, but on the other side, we'll get into that more. And, you know, what you found out. And I mean, were you startled by all this? Were you in shock? I mean, what was going on in your mind as you did all this?
Well, you got to remember, I was a kid from a town of 200-some people in central Minnesota. It was definitely a shock, but it didn't take me long to get into it.
Well, there's the music. On the other side, we'll talk about what he did. Get into it. What does that mean? And the almost unbelievable claim that he makes about politicians. And not from his guesstimation, from his firsthand knowledge. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, thepowerhour.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.